Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Happy Independence Day celebration. It's the 3rd. It's not the 4th. It's not Independence Day. It's actually between the two Independence Days, as our good friend Ken Davis points out. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. But it's all about Independence Day in America today, this show, and not a lot of business, mostly about history, mostly about celebration, mostly about celebrating our nation. Ken, thanks again for being here. The Hidden History of America at War is Ken's new book, which I heartily encourage you to find, but also all the other books, America's Hidden History, A Nation Rising, the Don't Know Much About series, and you've got a special offering for free, right, on your website right now.
Free? No, I have a $2.99 offer on one of my e-books.
A
Nation Rising.
No, I'm talking about the articles on the.
Okay, free. Everything on my website that I write on the website is free. Absolutely. I'm sorry, I was confused there. I have a series going up right now. Whatever became of the 56 signers? There were 56 signers.
Farmers and printers and lawyers and
farmers,
and shopkeepers,
printers, lawyers, yep. Merchants. A few entrepreneurs.
A preacher. One preacher, I think, as I remember.
Yeah, there were preachers and a doctor. Mm-hmm. Benjamin Rush was one, and Josiah Bartlett was another. Two mm-hmm. physicians. So interesting group of people, of course. So quick profiles of these 56 men. By the way, 41 of the 57, just facts or stubborn things, were slaveholders. So that's a pretty high percentage.
So To me, a great nation, or any nation, can, over a period of 200 years, has the right to be judged and evaluated on its history, on balance, and rather than pull one dark side of the nation out, that especially if it's a long way back. And continue to have that glaring in our eyes. Why don't we spend more time focusing on the overall benevolence, in my opinion, of America around the world? Is there anything wrong with that?
No, not at all. And one of the things that is important about the Declaration of Independence is that it has not. It's not just a Declaration of Independence that changed America's history. It changed world history. It's an inspiration to many mm-hmm. countries around the world. Many people around the world cite these words. The first country after America to declare its independence in the Western Hemisphere was a nation of slaves, Haiti, mm-hmm. and there was a terrible revolution there, but it was completely inspired by the American Revolution. These are ideas that were spread virally. We like to say that today, but there's no question that Jefferson's words went out to the world because they were radical in their time, and mm-hmm. we kind of take them for granted nowadays. But they're not. They were world-changing ideas.
Well, the one word, in my opinion, that was the most profound and the most historical is liberty, because see, I believe, Ken, that freedom comes from God, but liberty is a contract you and I give to each other. And in my opinion, freedom wasn't new in the world, but liberty, I think, was. What do you think?
Well, I think that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, these three things that Jefferson said we are all endowed with, mm-hmm. that was, it's something we take for granted, but back then it wasn't. This was a time when everyone was ruled by kings who were placed on thrones by divine right or religious leaders.
Everyone alive had a forebear that somebody knew the name of who'd been a serf.
This is largely true, and so that's why this document is so important, not only in American history but in world history. And those ideas, all men are created equal. We know that we all don't have equal opportunity and the same chances in life.
You're much more handsome than me, Ken. So there's nothing fair about that. But it is ironic that a nation that could come up with those words would practice the slavery. And
that's the great irony
and the great shame of America. But I have to point out, Ken, that slavery was not something that the South should be indicted for, in my opinion, because there were plenty of people across this nation who had a hand in that.
Jim, you're completely right, and the truth is that slavery, you know, we were a nation conceived in liberty, but it was born in shackles, and this slavery wasn't just something that happened in a small part of the country. It was the largest piece of the American economy for most of our history.
And capitalized largely in the Northeast.
Absolutely, and the men who are at the signing and the men who are at the Constitution made a lot of money out of it. Brown University is founded by the Brown brothers, who started their career in slave trading. William Whipple, a signer of the Declaration from New Hampshire, is a slave trader.
I got 30 seconds. Your last thoughts on all this?
Well, in spite of that, we've come a long way. The journey is not over. The pendulum swings back and forth, but the arc moves towards more freedom, more liberty.
On balance, isn't America a benevolent nation over the last 225 years?
I think by example, and in many cases, absolutely. But we have a very high standard, and we should hold ourselves to a high standard.
I agree with that. Excellence is still something we should achieve. Don't know much.com, right?
That's the website. You can read about those other 56
signers. Check out his
books,
all there. Hey, Ken, happy Independence Day. Come back soon.
Pursue happiness, Jim.
Kenneth C. Davis, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.